Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, and yet another show where we're going to spotlight some of our local vendors. And specifically today, we're going to be talking to Boon Bar, and they're out of a company called Happy Mountain Foods. And on the phone with me today, I have Jesse Baker. And Jesse, where are you right now?
I'm currently at our facility up in Boone, North Carolina, located in Western North Carolina, if you're familiar with the region.
I love Boone because it's always a little bit cooler than Asheville. I mean, Asheville's great compared to like Columbia, South Carolina or Greenville, but Boone's even cooler, right? So you're usually like at least 10 degrees cooler than Asheville, right?
Oh, yeah. The weather is quite a bit different than anywhere else in the state or the region, I feel like.
Now, are you originally from Boone, North Carolina?
I grew up in a small town about an hour and a half from Boone. It's where Andy Griffith grew up, where Andy Griffith Show takes place or is based from. That's my little claim to fame. But, no, I actually came to school at Appalachian State. And like most students, I feel like, tend to do, I stuck around for a while.
Now, what was your major at Appalachian?
I double majored in entrepreneurship, business management, and marketing.
So how long ago did you graduate, Jesse?
Oh, wow. It seems like years ago, decades ago. But actually, I think it was 2011.
I'm not even going to tell. I think you're probably... I don't even want to tell you when I graduated from college. It's not... we're not even going to go there. Forget it. 2011. You are just like... You're younger, right? Yes. So anyway, so you got out of school in 2011, and at what point did you say, gosh, I want to become, you know, you were in this entrepreneurial program. At what point did you think, I want to start making food?
Oh, making food actually hit a few years after I met my current wife.
Okay.
We met in school. We both... I guess, turned our diets around for the positives. She is now a vegan, and I'm a vegetarian, and so we made a lot of changes in our life to become where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And along those lines, we became super passionate about food and what we put in our bodies, what we eliminate from our bodies and such and so on. And I don't know, there was a certain time that... it hit me that I wanted to do this business, and I guess that specifically came about when I saw it up for sale in the paper, the local paper.
Okay, so you didn't come up with Happy Mountain Foods. Did you come up with Boon Bar, or was that somebody else already had that business?
So the bar itself was created back in 2008.
Okay.
And by a wonderful gentleman who I've come to know. But he put the business up for sale in 2013. That is when I purchased it. I made a couple key changes. I actually started the company, Happy Mountain Foods, but I purchased the product line.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Bar.
Okay.
And along that time of transitioning, I made a lot of key changes to the bars, a lot of key changes to the packaging and the labeling. And I kind of made it, I guess, where it is today and brought it up to speed where it is today. So... it's been a couple tough years, but a bunch of awesome years, two years.
So if someone has never tried a Boon Bar or purchased a Boon Bar, how would you describe it in a few sentences? What to make somebody want to buy it?
I'm going to use our main slogan, less is more.
Okay.
We use a very little amount of ingredients to throw out a lot of flavor. Our best seller, just for instance, it only has 6 ingredients in it.
Okay.
Total. And I mean, besides those 3 words, less is more, it's not fake. It's all real ingredients, no artificial preservatives, no artificial sweeteners, no added sugar, all natural and all organic ingredients.
So I'm on your website, just so you know. I'm at happymountainfoods.com. Is that the best website to look at for information about Boone Bars? Okay. Now, all right, I'm looking. All right, so here we go. Boone Bites. Okay, Boone Bars. All right. So we have a few different flavors to look at, right? How many different flavors of Boone Bars are there?
We carry 9 different flavors of Boone Bars, and actually, we're about to release our 10th for the upcoming fall season. And it's going to be at a limited edition run, and it's going to be a pumpkin pecan spice bar. So
There.
I guess 10 flavors technically, but 9 year round.
And are they all made up in Boone? Is that where your production facility is?
Yes, and they're all made at our facility up in Boone, North Carolina. We're actually located in a small town called Fosco in between Boone
Yeah,
and Banner Elk.
sure.
We run a small facility, just a handful of us that I employ, and
When you say
we do
hand,
everything
when you
by
say
hand.
hand, when you say handful, are there like 3 people, 5 people, 10 people?
3 people counting myself, and then I have a wonderful family base that helps out all the time, from my in-laws to my parents to my wife. A lot of my family and friends love to pitch in. So, I guess on a broader sense, I have a bigger workforce
Sure.
than what I originally said.
So, now we've talked about some of the flavors and the fact that you really try and keep the ingredients pretty simple, pretty clean. Are these specifically, we only have about 30 seconds. So is your primary market going to be the outdoors person? Would you say that that's kind of an accurate,
That is, yeah, and to be more specific, or actually broaden it out, just anyone that's active, whether
Okay.
you're an on-the-go business person or an outdoor adventurist or just someone who's active on a daily basis. A stay-at-home mom is super active, so just anyone that's active, pretty much.
That was very good of you to make that shout out to stay-at-home moms. Yes, they are very active. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. We're talking about Boone Bars. Jesse Baker, he's the owner of Happy Mountain Foods. Boone Bars can be found in some of our Ingles stores. We'll tell you which one. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Jesse Baker. Jesse is the owner of Boone Bar from Happy Mountain Foods. They are supplying these bars. Jesse, is it fair to call them a meal replacement bar? How many calories do they have per bar?
They average around 300 calories a bar.
So it would be maybe a meal replacement for maybe a woman. That's not really a meal replacement for a guy unless he may eats that and something else. But it's certainly something that you could throw in a backpack or in your pocket if you're out hiking or out walking or skiing or something like that, right?
Absolutely. And to hit on the point, I recently, last summer, I had 3 friends that thru-hiked the whole Appalachian Trail. And along the ways, I supplied them with Boone bars, obviously. And they ate those along with other milk replacement bars and energy bars
Sure.
and other things. And I mean, possibly because they're my friends, but they say in a genuine, honest opinion, that they could literally eat one or two of my bars and hike a 20-mile day and still feel just as full as they did when they ate the bar that morning.
Well, so a lot of that feeling of fullness has to do with more than just the amount of calories. It's the composition of where the calories are coming from, what sort of protein, fat, carbohydrate mix there is. So, in your bars, what's the sort of range in protein for them?
The range of protein is going to go anywhere from, I think the lowest one is around 10 grams of
Oh,
protein,
okay.
all the way up to our actual protein bar, and it has 17 grams, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a really pretty hearty amount of protein. That's really good. And how many grams of fat? What's the range in grams of fat?
Ooh, ranges of fat? That's a good question. A thousand something in front of me. I'm not sure. I'm kind of discombobulated today.
No, that's okay. How about fiber? Because that's another component that's really going to affect, you know, how filling they are. It looks like on your list of ingredients, there's a lot of very fiber-rich ingredients in some of these. So I'm imagining you're getting at least, I would bet most of these have at least 5 grams of fiber. Am I right?
Oh, yes, at least that amount.
Yeah.
I was actually going to find specifics for you.
Okay. Well, I'll keep talking. No, so I want to mention that you've got some really nice ingredients. When we were talking in the first segment, that you said it was really important to you to have really good quality ingredients and kind of simplify the ingredient list. And which of the bars are can be found? Which of the bars are in Ingles stores? Are all the different flavors or
all
just
nine,
a few?
All nine flavors are found in the Ingles stores.
Oh, okay. And the Ingles stores again are going to be West Jefferson, Boone, Newland, and was there one more?
West Jefferson, Boone, and Newland. No,
okay,
those three. That we're in.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm looking at some of the lists of ingredients, and I'll pick one out that I would particularly, you know, if I was out shopping and I saw it, I would probably be tempted to pick it up and try it. I would be really interested in the mocha white chocolate cherry, and I'm looking at the oats, good source of fiber. You've got in there cherries are going to have some fiber in them as well. That would be a good one. I would probably also pick up the apricot, sunflower, again, oats in that one, wheat flour, bananas, apricots, sunflower seeds, all good sources of fiber. And then, ooh, the dark chocolate banana. Again, that one I would definitely be interested in trying. Let's see, walnut dark chocolate cranberry looks very tasty because cranberry might give it a little bit of a tartness and the sweetness. What's the best selling of the bars, Jesse?
The best selling bar that we carry is dark chocolate banana.
The dark
bar.
Yep. See, I would bet. Yeah, that would. That did you? Did you manage to get any of that information in front of you? Or am I still?
Yes, absolutely. I was able to pull some information, and we're averaging roughly around 3 to 4 to 5 grams of fiber.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm, that's great. And you said protein, about 10 to 17 grams of protein. And so the carbs, let me think. If you're about 300 calories, you are probably around, I don't know, 20, no, maybe not that high. Maybe around 20 grams of carbs. Is that about right?
We're actually on the higher scale of carbs.
Okay.
We're running around 30 to 35 grams of carbs.
Okay. Well, I'm a little off there. Okay. So that's why you're getting a nice good mix though of your carbs and your protein, and you're going to have fats because you're using nuts in a lot of these products. So that's probably why your friends noticed that they were more sustaining those bars and some of the other ones, which are maybe just a lot of carbs and not as much protein and not as much fiber. So
yeah.
That really makes a big difference. And I was telling you before we got on the air that I just did an interview with Gretchen Brown of Monkey Foods, and she recognized your bar and said that's one that in particular she enjoyed eating when she's out running trails and hiking because it does stay with her longer. How much do your bars retail for at Ingles, Jesse?
$2.18.
Okay. $2.18. And so it's a pretty hearty bar. And again, we said 9 flavors, and the stores are West Jefferson, Newland, and the Boone store. And anywhere in particular when people go in those stores that they should look for the products?
They are on the aisle that's labeled, I think it's on the baking aisle along with, I think it says diet food as well on it.
Okay, so is it with the other bars?
It is with all the other energy bars, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, well, and I think it's really important that your price is fairly competitive with some of those bars too, because that's tough when you're going head to head with mass marketing like that, where you're talking about like the Balance bars and the Lunas and stuff like that. So it's important.
Yeah, it's in a saturated market like this, and yeah, that's a key point is price point. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to make sure we mention you can find out more information about Boone Bars, and it's BOONEBARR. through happymountainfoods.com. And they're in three of our stores. We're talking with Jesse Baker. We're going to talk to him a little bit more about his bars. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle.
You're listening to the Ingles Information Aisle. If you have questions or comments, go to ingles-markets.com and click on Ask Our Dietitian.
Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Jesse Baker of Boone Bar. It's B-O-O-N-E-B-A-R-R. They're a type of meal replacement bar that perfect for the outdoors person, or as Jesse says, perfect for the busy homemaker mom or dad who is has their hands full with little ones and doing errands and running around. Much better to snack on something like this than grabbing, you know, a chocolate bar out of a vending machine. And so we've been talking about the ingredients in the Boone bars. And again, you can find Boone bars right now at our West Jefferson, Newland, and Boone stores. And Jesse, I'm really hoping we get to you in some of our other stores, right? Are we working on that?
That is definitely in the works.
Good.
Very soon, hopefully we will be expanding soon.
Good. Okay. We'll look forward to that. And, you know, we were talking offline about your, well, we're talking in the last segment and also offline about some of the ingredients. And, one of the things I see in a lot of the meal replacement bars out there, they really do have a kind of a laundry list of ingredients. And, you know, you had mentioned that it's really important to both you and your wife because you want to make sure you are selling products that you would be comfortable eating. Isn't that kind of what you said? Did I get that right?
Absolutely, yes. Trust is a big thing for me and my customers. I want to maintain trust always between me and them.
Okay. One of the things, folks, that you're going to see when you go to the ingredient page on the Boone Bars, that you can find all the different ingredients that Jesse and his company are using in each individual Boone Bar. And what I noticed, Jesse, is, you know, you're not using high fructose corn syrups or corn syrups. Your primary sweeteners look to be honey and molasses and what else am I missing? You got a lot of sweeteners, probably a lot of natural sugars from the fruits that you have in the bar too, right?
Yes, a lot of the sugars are coming from the fruits. And if there's some dark chocolate in some of the bars,
yeah,
that have come from those. But yeah, our main sweeteners are honey, molasses, and one of our bars, our protein bar, contains brown rice syrup.
Okay, great. Now, you know, I know one of the questions I ask a lot of entrepreneurs and food company, smaller food companies, is, has there been an ingredient in the last year or so that's been really challenging for you to get? Like, you've seen the price really go up, or, you know, your suppliers dry up. I mean, has there been one or two ingredients like that for you?
Oh, yes. I would say the most drastic change I've seen in any of my ingredients is one specific ingredient. It's apricot.
Oh, interesting.
It's been incredible how the price has went up on apricots and how hard they are to find actual quality apricots.
Now, are you getting them in dried or fresh?
I'm getting them in dried.
So I guess, are they coming from California? Is that the problem because of the drought and everything?
I'm assuming that's a lot to do with it. So I've had to search very hard to find, like I said, not only apricots, but apricots that hold up to my quality standards.
Sure.
So I pay a little more, but it's worth it in the end.
So I want to mention all the different flavors you have because some of these looked really appealing to me. We have the Mocha White Chocolate Cherry, the Boone Bar Protein Bar with apple cinnamon, coconut almond, apricot sunflower, peanut berry, dark chocolate banana, which you said was your best-selling one, apple walnut, walnut dark chocolate cranberry, and a ginger coconut almond. So after the dark chocolate banana, which is the next up, which is the another one that people really seem to buy up.
It kind of fluctuates between two bars if they both contain the almond. So either coconut almond bar and the ginger carrot almond bar.
Oh, okay.
They battle for that second place all the time.
I bet the ginger carrot almond tastes a little bit like carrot cake. Is that right?
I would say it's actually more intense on the ginger side.
Oh, okay.
People who like, you either hate this bar or you love this bar, and it depends on how much you like ginger. And plus, it's one of our three vegan flavors.
Oh, okay.
So we have a lot of vegans that tend to float toward our brand, and it is one of their favorites, and obviously it shows.
So do people come up to you or, when they see you, or do they write to you and say, hey, Jesse, I wish you would make this flavor? Do you get that?
Oh, man, all the time. Right. I have people throw out so many crazy ideas, and not just from my customers. I go home for holidays from family members, and I get crazy ideas from them as well.
What's the what's the craziest one that you are like, there's just no way?
Oh, man, I can't remember the exact ingredients, but it was literally like 8 different ingredients just in the title alone.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It was almost like a rainbow. Like a rainbow bar, I guess.
Oh,
I would have
no.
to call it if I was going to shorten it. It was so ridiculous.
You know, one of the things, have you ever heard of the Natural Products Expo East? Have you ever heard about that? Up in,
yes, I have.
Have you ever been to it?
I have not been yet. I've had people to tell me I need to go.
Yeah, that would be a good one for you. Yeah.
I'm making plans very soon, hopefully, to make it up.
You know, one of the things, the trends that I saw last year when I was up there, there's a lot of different bars, but more savory bars. There's a couple companies that were doing kind of almost like a meat-based bar. Like one of them in particular was really interesting that was like, I don't know exactly how they did it. There was like a buffalo meat, I think, and they had – it was almost like, I think you would call it like a pemmican. So it was a meat with dried fruit and nuts. And then I think they had a salmon bar that was like that too.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. Just thought I'd throw that out. You never know if that'll become a Boone bar. The buffalo, you can call it the Buffalo Boone bar. And just as long as you give me credit, okay?
Okay.
okay. So, are you on Facebook for Boone Bars too, Jesse?
I am. It's under Boone Bar.
Okay.
BoneBarr.
How about Twitter? Any on Twitter as well?
Yes, I'm on Twitter as well.
Okay. So we want to make sure that folks know that they can connect with you on your website, happymountainfoods.com, Boone Bar on both Facebook and Twitter. How about Instagram? On Instagram?
I've not yet made it to Instagram.
Man, I can see some great potential for you in Instagram.
Absolutely.
Well, Jesse, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle. We really appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in more Ingles store. But right now, West Jefferson, Newland, and Boone, look for Boone Bar. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Thank you, Leah.